Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. Today, it's our Royal Rumble preview show. Myself, Ryan McKinnell, and the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, break down what we're going to see tonight at the 2022 Royal Rumble. Also, one of the entrants, celebrity entrant, if you will, Johnny Knoxville joins us right now on your Royal Rumble preview show. It's the Busted Open Podcast. I thought a really good SmackDown last night, probably the best SmackDown we've seen in a few weeks here. But one thing disappointed me, and Ryan, I'm going to guess you know where I'm coming from when I talk about disappointments from last night's show.
I don't know, Dave. I'm still buzzing about Sonya Deville and Naomi, so I don't know what you disliked. I don't.
So all right, Mark, can you guess what I was disappointed in last night's SmackDown?
That Shanky didn't win.
I was hoping Shanky would win, but that's
big,
not what
giant,
I was disappointed.
Monster, and then they let him talk. I don't know.
Sasha Banks.
I like that guy.
Sasha Banks. And here's the thing. It's not that I don't want Sasha Banks back. Obviously, we all want Sasha Banks back. But why bring her back on SmackDown? Bring her back at the Rumble. I mean, think about the pop she would get in a dome if Sasha came down that entrance ramp, was entry whatever number, and out comes Sasha Banks. That place would have exploded tonight, guys.
Yeah, Mark, it makes me think that there's something, I don't want to say
bigger.
Or better, but yeah, I mean, a big surprise. I'm going to say bigger than Sasha Banks, because Sasha Banks is one of the best of her generation. But you look at the books in Vegas, you look at different, offshore places you can place bets, right? At different points, Ronda Rousey was the favorite, not only just to show up, but she was a favorite to win the Rumble. ESPN, headlines of Ronda Rousey, right? Where there's smoke, there's fire. It made me even more sort of certain when I saw Sasha Banks last night that a Ronda Rousey return seems closer than ever, Mark.
So normally on an entrance to a TV show, and there's already people in the ring and stuff, if you don't come out first or last, you usually don't get the full entrance. You get abbreviated interruption. Sasha Banks got her full entrance, pyro, and everything. So I was figuring, okay, they gave her her shine tonight, because tomorrow night that shine is going to somebody else. And I think that somebody else is Ronda Rousey.
Dave.
Yeah, and now that you guys are explaining it, I thought there was a good chance that Ronda was coming back. After last night, I think it's almost inevitable that we're going to see Ronda Rousey at the Royal Rumble tonight. Two things that you guys were even talking about before the show started was Seth and Roman. And Mark, I know you're excited about what we're going to see between those two tonight at the Rumble.
I am. I think that that's going to be the match that steals the show.
Wow, okay.
the pride of Seth Rollins and the pride of Roman Reigns. They don't want to play second fiddle to Brock and Bobby. They want to. They don't want to play second fiddle to the namesakes, to the Rumbles matches. You go back to watching Randy Orton and Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. Seth tried to steal it. The finish still with the RKO, the off the back jump, like all of that. You want to do stuff that people are going to talk about long after the pay-per-view is over. And Seth has that mentality. That's why he's such an invaluable piece, is because he can take something that's okay and make it spectacular. And this match is going to be spectacular. I mean, you can mark my words. It's going to be memorable.
And I also feel like, Dave, to Mark's point, they've booked Seth Rollins strong, right? They've made him look like he's planting seeds of doubt in Roman Reigns' head. Like, they've made him seem confident. Last night when they went head-to-head, he ducked the Superman punch when the back was turned, right? He didn't flinch when Roman Reigns encroached on him, right? I would stand to reason that we're going to get a great match out of these two, that Roman Reigns is going to be tested. I don't think he's going to lose to Seth Rollins, but I think Seth Rollins is going to give him one hell of a fight. And to Mark's point about one-upsmanship and wanting to steal the show, both of those guys, I think, are cut from that cloth. I expect a banger between those two, no question.
And the other thing, too, is I think that this upcoming WrestleMania is kind of Roman's WrestleMania, right? Like, we've seen Seth WrestleMania 31 when he cashed in the Money in the Bank and won the championship. That was kind of like his WrestleMania. He started off WrestleMania 35 beating Brock Lesnar. What a memorable moment. I kind of feel like Roman's never had that. Think about it. Like, for the most part in Roman's WWE career, he's been hated by the fans, even though the WWE has pushed him to be the most loved. WrestleMania 32 with Triple H, a lot of people just wanted to get that match over with and get the WrestleMania wrapped up. It started way too late. WrestleMania 33, he beats The Undertaker. Nobody wanted to see him beat The Undertaker. Yeah. WrestleMania 34... Roman and Brock, people were leaving. People were turning their back on it. Though it turned out to be a fantastic match. Nobody wanted to see it. And even WrestleMania 35 back, when he came back, you know, from fighting cancer, it was a match that was in the middle of the card. I kind of feel that this is Roman's time and that this upcoming WrestleMania is the one that Roman is really going to shine in.
Think about how silly pro wrestling fans can be at different points, Dave. Like, think about leaving the building before Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, right, compete, like, in a WrestleMania match. Like, I remember it. It happened.
And you paid $400 for a ticket.
Yeah. Right? And you're leaving before that matchup? I was thinking about it the other day.
Who's the dumbass?
Well, I've been there. I've been there, Mark. I go back about 10 years to Phoenix. The only Royal Rumble that I attended, The Rock versus CM Punk for the WWE title, and then the Royal Rumble was won by John Cena. I was such a mark. I was so upset that John Cena won the Royal Rumble, and we were setting up The Rock and John Cena at WrestleMania. Now fast forward 8 years, 9 years, whatever it's been, Cena's on Peacemaker. He's on Suicide Squad. The Rock's still the biggest star in Hollywood. And that Royal Rumble was historic. It was a great match, and I spent half the time whining and crying like a little Mark. Pro wrestling fans can be the worst sometimes, and I'm including myself in that conversation.
Can I point out a how wrong were we moment?
Let's do it.
When Roman came back from beating cancer, we had said, all of us, if Roman Reigns is able to come back, oh my God, he's going to be the biggest babyface of all time. He's going to do things that we could only dream, that Shawn Michaels could have only thought about doing. Boy, were we wrong. He came back and became the greatest heel in the last 15 years.
Yep.
I mean, how is that? And here we are on the eve of the night of WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, and he's going to play the heel again. And it's just like we were wrong.
Yeah. It's hard to believe. Yeah.
But we were, and you're right. I mean, we said it many, many times. When he comes back, if he's able to come back, he is going to be the biggest babyface in the history of the WWE, probably since Stone Cold. And then here we are talking about the biggest heel in the WWE. And no matter who faces him at WrestleMania, he is going to be the guy that gets booed. But you know what? He's going to get booed because he's the heel and not getting booed because right. the WWE is shoving him
exactly.
down everybody's throat. Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Hey everyone, it's Brad the Big Noise Evans from the Feed the Noise podcast. From Monday through Friday, catch me and the good sir, Nate Lundy, as we take you through each day's best sports betting opportunities. Whether we're talking spreads, totals, props, or anything else, we will do our Fade 5 to give you the knowledge and confidence to place your bets. Always remember, fade or follow, that's up to you. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
Johnny Knoxville joins us here on the Royal Rumble preview show. And you look at, you got the crown on, you're ready. You got the weight in the mouth. I'm sure that's going to help you somehow, some way. But what kind of prediction? What can we expect from you in the Rumble?
Well, you can expect those superstars getting flown out of the ring, Knox Airlines, into about the third or fourth row. And I have asked the WWE not to set anyone in the first few rows because I do not want to hurt the fans.
That's mighty kind of you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
And a man of your caliber usually backs up what he says. I said a man of your caliber usually backs up what he says, so these guys better look out.
I don't have a bulldog mouth and a puppy dog ass like that low down and dirty Sami Zayn. I back what I say.
Listen, don't let Sami Zayn distract you. You know he's going to try to distract you at the Rumble. You know, you got to be focused on winning this thing because, you know, you're going to have – let me ask you this. You're going to have your choice of what champion to go after if you win the Rumble. Who would you rather get in the ring with at WrestleMania, Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar?
God, you know, I'd like to teach Brock a lesson, so I kind of want to go with Brock, but that Roman Reigns sure is a pretty boy, the way he just walks around and doesn't say nothing. I don't know if he's not capable of talking or, you know, or he just thinks he's too pretty to talk. But they both got it coming. I don't care whose ass I kick. I'll tell you that right now.
Mark, do you hear him? He just said he doesn't care who. He's going to kick their ass. I mean, he's prepared. He's ready to go for the Rumble.
Sounds like somebody else I once knew, myself.
There you go.
It don't matter who gets it. It don't matter who gets it as long as the job gets done.
Yeah.
I
have some strategy for you.
Oh, okay. I love it.
Let's see.
I was always told that, you know, you're in a fight and you go up to the biggest guy in the yard and you punch him in the nose and he'll drop like a stone and everybody else will follow suit. So that means the biggest guy in the field would be Almost.
So yeah.
I would think that would be the guy that you just walk straight up to and you smack him right on the end of the nose, grab him by the leg, and just front row.
And fly him into the audience like a paper airplane. That's what I'm going to do to Almost. I think it's a great strategy and one I intend to make happen. I fear no man. I deal with rockets and bulls, Mark. You know, I ride rockets and get run over by bulls. They don't got anyone close to that.
No. No, there's nobody in that 1,200 pounds with horns.
No, no. I might not be the biggest, but I'm the baddest. And I'm going to prove that Saturday night.
And here's the thing. Like, Jackass Forever hitting theaters February 4th. It's going to be the number one movie. I think everybody expects that without question.
Thank you.
The number one movie when it comes out on February 4th. Now, Mark and I were talking about Walk and Talk. You overshadowed The Rock in Walking Tall. Like, everybody, nobody was talking about The Rock. They were talking about you. So you overshadowed him. So you're used to kind of overshadowing WWE superstars like you might do at the Rumble.
Oh, I don't know if I overshadowed The Rock. I will overshadow those superstars Saturday night, but I love The Rock. We had a ball making that movie, and he's just the best guy. But those guys in the ring Saturday night have had it.
I mean, Mark, sometimes when you talk a little shit, you get hit. Is that what's going to happen?
It fires you up. It's like it's no different. Yeah, I was just about to say, it's no different than one of the guys walking up and kicking him right between the legs. I mean, if you can survive that, the rest of this is going to be nothing. Nothing.
I eat that for breakfast, just like I'm going to eat those superstars for breakfast.
And I see what he's doing, Mark. He's calling them superstars because, you know, they're quote unquote WWE
superstars. I'm sorry, superstars.
Yeah, there you go. You're going to need some antacids because some of them are rotten.
I don't see any stars that super, to tell you the truth, in their new lineup.
Hey, I'd watch it. There's a couple of them, though. Ooh. I don't know if I want none of that. I'm old.
I want all of that.
Now. All of it.
The other thing too, he mentioned the guy's name first at the beginning of the interview, Sami Zayn. Now, Sami Zayn gets under a lot of fan skin. He's ultra annoying.
Rotten.
So, Johnny, like, you know, you're definitely gonna be the people. You know, people are gonna be behind you in St. Louis when they see you face up with Sami Zayn at the Rumble.
Yeah, Sami Zayn and that pretty boy Austin Theory. That's what the English, they would call them tossers. And that's exactly what's going to happen to him Saturday night. I'm going to toss those guys up into the cheap seats.
See, Johnny's ready to put on a show for the people in St. Louis. Now, when you do the movies, when you do Jackass, you know, you do it in front of the camera, are you going to get nervous at all being in front of like tens of thousands of people in St. Louis at the Rumble?
No, that has no effect on me. I'm just salivating to get into the ring. I can laser focus on what I need to do.
Okay.
I got a question, Dave. And this is kind of selfish. Big movie coming out on February 4th. Will there be a premiere and a red carpet?
There will be a premiere and a red carpet. We have a limited premiere, so we can go like at 40% capacity, but we are very excited about being able to have a red carpet and premiere in this crazy time.
Well, I wanted to try to invite myself and Dave LeGrecker.
Oh, man. Well, I'll see
needs
what I can
to be
do.
Busted to... open representation.
Hey,
I'll talk to our producer, Shauna Newton, and see what we can do.
Big fan of Shauna Newton. We're gonna see, you're definitely a celebrity guest that we're gonna see at the Rumble. You know, you're a big name, big movie star. Everybody knows who you are. I think we're gonna see some celebrity guest appearances on February 4th for Jackass Forever as well, huh?
Oh yeah, we have Tyler the Creator, Eric Andre, Machine Gun Kelly. And let me tell you, usually when we have guest stars, we kind of take it easy on them, let them be in the peanut gallery, but these guys got the full treatment. You know, I was asking Jeff Tremaine, who worked with Eric Andre. I'm like, do I go after Eric when he's on the set? Is that okay? He's like, kill him. And I'm like, all right.
Might as well.
And he's the best guy. Eric's the best guy. He wrote a bit for the movie. He shot with us so much, and he's wonderful in it. And so lucky to have him and all our guest stars, even though they got the full treatment, all of them.
I hope you gave Tyler, the Creator, a double portion, because I booked him to do a hip-hop show on 6th Street in Austin years ago, and he got arrested the night before for inciting a riot. and I had to eat the money. I still want my money back.
Tyler got the full treatment, too. He got double treatment, so I got back at him for you.
I'll take it.
Mark's taken many beatings in the ring. He's given out more beatings than he's taken, but he's taken them. So now he's a Hall of Famer now. He's retired. He said,
strongest
man
in the world right here.
World's strongest man. And he said, if he ever gets hit again, that person's getting arrested because his career is done. But you're a big movie star now, but you're still coming back to what you love, the Jackass movies. Like, aren't you tired of getting getting beaten up for the sake of, like, aren't you at that point where it's like, all right, I'm over this? But you still want to get a beat again?
Nothing is as fun as making a Jackass film. It's just something that me and my friends started and we've done for now over 20 years. And God help me, I love it. I love Bulls. I love all of it.
What's it like just making movies and doing these things with, like, your best friends? What's that like?
Well, it's fun. It's hectic. It's nerve-wracking because everyone is attacking each other. It's like that old cartoon where the sheepdog and the coyote clock into work. Hey, Merle. Hi, buddy. They clock into work, and then they just give each other hell all day long, and then they clock out. Okay, see you later. See you tomorrow. That's what it's like.
I love it.
Has anybody ever got, like, the big head and said, you know what, I'm a big star now. I mean, you can't treat me like that.
Oh, man, that would be the worst thing they could say. That would be worse than telling us what you're scared of. You know, oh, I'm scared of snakes. Okay, bring in a truck full of snakes.
Did you think that this started over 20 years ago on MTV? Did you think, like, 22 years later that people would still be going to see Jackass, that you would be making a new movie all these years later?
Well, we didn't even think it could get on TV, right? And we didn't think anyone was going to watch it. And when we made a movie, we didn't think anyone was going to come see the movie. So we're constantly surprised by our success, but we're super appreciative of it. So, it's insane that we're still doing it. And but we're so grateful because, you know, the fans have allowed us to do it.
All right,
Johnny. I hate that my son is at school right now because, just to let you know, he is a big, big fan. And I tried to tell him, I was like, Jacob, you know who Johnny Knoxville is? Johnny Knoxville is all the Three Stooges rolled up in one.
And he was like, that's one of the biggest compliments I've ever had.
He said, who are the Three Stooges?
Oh. And
I felt like a failure as a father.
Right.
And we ended up going and buying the box set of the Three Stooges, both decades. And he liked the old one with Larry better than the newer one. And it just, like, now he realized who the Stooges are. And it's like, that's one of our things. Like, we watch whenever your shows come out, we watch them together because we both have this both a sick sense of humor. Aww. And he just loves it, man. So you are well loved by the younger generation as you are the old generation like me and Dave.
Well, that means a lot, Mark. Please give my love to your son. That's very sweet.
Unpopular opinion, Shemp was always my favorite. I don't know, unpopular opinion, but hot take.
Yeah, I didn't dislike Shemp. I preferred Shemp. Curly, but Shemp was funny. I liked them all. God, they are all funny.
All right, I know you got to prepare. You got to get ready. You're training, so I know your time is short. We got to let you go. Again, Jackass Forever hits theaters February 4th, but before we let you go, give us the lowdown. What's your prediction of what's going to happen in that Men's Royal Rumble in St. Louis?
Well, my name's Johnny Knoxville. I come from the South. I like to talk smack and run my mouth. I'm the strong boy from Tennessee. I'm the new king of the WWE. That's right. That's what's going to happen Saturday night. I'm going to win the Royal Rumble, hands down.
Royal.
Betting, man. Put money down on Johnny Knoxville again.
That's
Jackass
right.
Forever, February 4th. Johnny, thank you so much for the time. We truly appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, guys. Brother. I got to go back to exercising.
There you go. Get that.
Oh, right. Dude. Get that neck.
Lamar. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.